Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, March the 13th, 73rd day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon is the Executive Director of the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau, Natalie Attired, ready for TV, Tony Smithers.
Hello, Brian. How you doing?
Good. Why are you pointing at Aaron?
We had a little bet going on.
And Aaron won.
Not really. He didn't take it.
Everybody's a winner in here. Okay. Good. That's truly scary. This afternoon, we'll talk a little bit about the formalization of the plan that Tony had, about two and a half years ago?
That's when it started.
Came to fruition this morning. We'll talk about what it is and what it means when we come back.
I'm Jim Mongi, principal of St. Mary's Catholic School and Preschool. Our preschool program is designed to teach and model basic educational and social skills that children will need for success in kindergarten. Students learn about numbers, shapes, and colors. They begin pre-reading and writing. They develop problem-solving and sharing skills. They learn that school is fun. St. Mary's Preschool provides the foundation for a lifetime of learning. Give us a call today at 822-3877, license number 125-401-910.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 416. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers, but before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from John Kennedy. And so, I can't do a presidential impersonation, but I'll try. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not, can you fill in the blank?
What your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
There you go. There you go.
Insert county.
Yeah, you know, one typo, and there you go. That's not, boy. And today they could have, I don't know, it was like all the lounge lizards were coming out to play. It was brutal. Of course, we don't normally get out during the lunch hour, but it was amazing. All the various forms of life that were out there today. And then you get in a suit and tie.
Well,
totally destroying the image everybody has of Tony in the tourist board.
Well, yes, usually it's a Hawaiian shirt, I know. But
yeah. Fair enough. So what was your dream? What was your goal?
Well, today, this morning, the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors passed the resolution of intent to form the Humboldt County Tourism Business Improvement District. So it's a milestone, very important stage in the creation of the district. And now it begins a process where affected businesses are given a chance to learn more about it and to register a protest if they don't want it to happen. It's a reconciliation time for us to, maybe change the plan to make it work better for more people. But it puts us on a good track, and hopefully when the board meets again in May, they will have the final hearing and create the district, and then wonderful things will start to happen.
Is this the public? Then it tees it up for the public hearings and that kind of stuff? Or is this just an opportunity to comment in general and they're not going to need to get to that level?
No, there is indeed a public hearing. That takes place a week before the final hearing. It's important for people to face the supervisors beak to beak, as one of my board members puts it, and have their say. But they'll also be very carefully looking at it for written protests to register people's.
What qualifies Tony as a? I mean, if somebody has concern, what constitutes a viable email? I guess I don't like it. I don't like taxes.
No, there'll be an official form for them to official protest form for them to.
Oh, really?
Fill out.
So it's a fill in the blank.
Right.
Just keep hitting tabs as you go through it.
Now, remember, when I've spoken about this district before, we've gotten to this point because we have petitions from local hotel owners and innkeepers and vacation rentals and all kinds of businesses, asking the supervisors to form the district, and those petitions represent over 50% of the tax that's collected. So if you do the math, unless somebody changes their mind, there can't be over 50% of people protesting it. So
because the population is this group of innkeepers,
it only affects lodging businesses. Yeah.
So why 2 months?
Because we need to have the process for the cities to give the county consent. consent for the county to have jurisdiction of the district over the hotels in their city limits. And then we also need, you know, the time for the mailing to the affected businesses for their protests to be registered. You know, it's been a long process, but now that we've actually begun, as I said, the milestone of the resolution of intent, then it's going to happen on a fairly regular clockwork kind of basis.
At this point, it sounds very parallel to what the city of Eureka is doing with the fire district, that it's going through a very formal process and that those who are impacted will figure things out. And then the final will be presented back up to the board of the electeds.
Right. Well, California law has a certain procedure for creating special districts of any kind, and so everything has to comply with that procedure.
As I recall, this is something that was pretty – it's not as unique as what it may have been 2 or 3 years ago.
No, and it's even less so than when we first spoke. There's over 60 districts now in California, tourism improvement districts. These are – hotels in different communities. Some of them are based in just a city. Some are countywide. But the common element is they've banded together, said, we're going to tax ourselves to create a bigger marketing campaign for our destination.
I know that's the phrase. But I also know that it's a pass-through.
I mean, yes, it does not get paid by local residents.
Is there any interest in hearing from the traveling public directly? Or is this really not their call at all?
Well, the traveling public votes with their checkbooks. But we did look very, very carefully on the potential impact of what I call sticker shock. You know, if someone was to see another 2% put onto their room bill, their folio, you know, is that going to be a negative? And so, you know, we researched, we surveyed existing districts. We looked at what the standard load on the hotel bill is in California, and we found that by adding a 2% assessment to the generally 10% bed tax, which is almost everyone in Humboldt County has a 10% bed tax, a total of 12% is still under the average load in California, and it's certainly under the threshold of consumer complaint, which appears to be in the like 16, 18 plus degree percent area.
Are there many that do that level?
Just a few. And it happens when you have multiple districts and things piling one on another. Like in San Francisco, you've got a bed tax. You've got a tourism district. Now there's a new percentage that's just for the convention center. So that does add up. But, you know, they can get away with it. They're San Francisco.
Kind of like Hawaii, right? What are you going to do, leave the island? I don't think so. KINS, News and Information Times, 423. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money. You won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 426. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. Tony, as you look at the implementation of this throughout Humboldt County, you've got a lot of campgrounds, properties that aren't quote-unquote lodging. Some collect bed tax, some don't. The county, what was it, 15, 20 years ago, walked away from some of these in the past.
Right.
How are they being treated with this?
They are included in the management district plan as assessed businesses. So whether they collect bed tax or not, they are going to be asked to collect the 2% assessment.
And they're all on board with that?
We're waiting for the protests, you know. So far, they're all on board. Let's see who protests.
One of the reasons given at that point was that they were put in an unfair competitive position against the state parks.
Right.
And the national park, too, if they had allowed camping. Or BLM, or, I mean, pick your favorite, it doesn't matter. Are they going to be assessed this as well?
No, the county government does not have any way to have jurisdiction over federal or state government, and they've always been exempt from collecting local taxes. But I believe that the playing field has changed considerably since when the county dropped having a bed tax on the RV parks because of that very issue. I think the industry has changed, and the product that people are looking for now in terms of what an RV park provides, the size of the rigs and the pull-throughs, the amenities that they are looking for, and the prices they're paying are now such that the private, the public lands really can't compete for that market. And the public lands now, too, have jacked their prices up so much that there really isn't a lot of, advantage to staying at a public park when they don't have the amenities. So
you don't think that it's much of a concern. Now, what about county parks?
I include the county parks in the public domain, yeah.
So the county won't be assessing itself?
No, I don't think it will. The county does collect bed tax on many other businesses, invest it back into tourism marketing. So I think, they gave it the office.
Okay. Well, that'll be interesting to see. So how many total slots, nights, stays, facilities, et cetera, are there in Humboldt County in one night?
Well, there's, if you count every little different business, and it includes a growing number of vacation rental businesses, it's about 175 different lodging businesses. So you want to know how many rooms per night that they...
Yeah, how many nights if...
Average occupancy in the county is about 64%. So in the summer, a lot of them are 95-100% full. In the winter, some of them are down to 40-50, so...
So how many rooms is that? 2,000, 3,000, 1,000?
185 times 0.63 is, do the math, 60... something like 1,000 room nights. Something okay. like that.
So something in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you see that that's going to be expanding? That this, I know you guys did your budgets and your pro formas and stuff for this. Do you see that the capacity in the county is going to be increasing in the next little bit?
Capacity follows the market. And over the last 10 years, we have seen some nice new developments down in Fortuna, Hampton Inn in Arcata. And at our office, we get called all the time by consultants who are kicking the tires for a client saying, what are the tourism numbers? So, the demand is out there. We have been in a recession, but I'm all about marketing. And with the infusion of so many new marketing dollars to combine with the current money, yes, we can increase demand and get more heads in beds.
KINS, News and Information Times, 431.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. We think of the Coast Guard as being gallant lifesavers, and they are. However, there's another side of the Coast Guard, faceless bureaucrats far away. 3 years ago, one wrote to the Humboldt County Fair Association to say they wanted back the Mendocino Lighthouse lens that's been atop the county fair's main entrance for 63 years. The fair offered to build a new building for the lens. A citizen group, Save Our Lens, began to raise money. Then the Ferndale Museum offered to give the lens a new home. Most letters to the Coast Guard have gone unanswered. 2 weeks ago, though, in an undated letter, the Coast Guard warned Ferndale it would soon send a Lempus to begin removing the lens. They didn't say when he'd arrive or give his name, but we think it's Grinch. In Rome 2,000 years ago, the famous orator Cicero spoke of the arrogance of officialdom. If he were here today, he'd put those Coast Guard bureaucrats in that category. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 435. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers from the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors.
Try again.
Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Thank you.
Not zzz.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll put a Z on it just to see if anybody pays any attention, huh?
Just say the Bureau.
The Bureau. Oh, okay. Yeah. Tony, when most people are talking the last few months or so, the economy. You alluded to it before the break at the bottom of the hour. What's the status of tourism, the economic status of tourism in Humboldt and Delaware County right now? Is it being impacted? Is it poised for good because of the gas prices? Is everybody a little goosey? What do you sense in talking to your constituency?
Well, first, we have some numbers that we can look at. These come from the State Tourism Office, and they're always maybe what happened last year, but they give us something consistent to track. And then we also look at, you know, bed tax collections. So from the State Tourism Office, it looks like we were fairly flat through the recession. And as I said before, that's good because a lot of other places took big dives. So now, as other destinations might be clawing their way back up to normalcy, we're still flat. But we have been seeing some good growth this last year.
In niches or across the board?
Across the board. Anyway, because our major niche is seeing the Redwoods, but last...
Well, no, I meant branded hotels versus independents versus B&Bs versus homestays. You know,
pretty much across the board. Okay. Some niches are hot. I'd say B&Bs may be cooling off a little. Vacation rentals, hot. I mean, that's a growing category. And we have incredible product to offer people in that regard. There have been very hopeful signs. Last year, the bed tax collection, we say last fiscal year, so that's through July of last year. Bed tax collections were up in the county, and they had been up more except in the city of Eureka. There was some bankruptcies and stuff, and so the city's owed some money. But overall, places like Arcata were up 6 or 7%. Fortuna was up. So, and that, you know, that's always, as we say, with the bed tax, it's always a product of occupancy and room rate. It's a little bit of each that goes up. Both are very good outcomes to have. You'd like to be able to have more people, and you'd like to be able to charge a little more.
I would think that occupancy is the driver. The rate's nice, but you can charge whatever you want. If nobody's there, who cares?
Well, occupancy is the horse, and the rate is the cart. If you have greater occupancy, that means you have greater demand, and of course, you can
greater elasticity with the pricing.
Price elasticity, huh? Yes.
I think that might be the first time in 30 years I've used that phrase.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, well, you know, every once in a while, college education kicks in.
Some of the other metrics you mentioned, you know, maybe like what's park visitation doing like? We hear that so far this year it's up over last year. Last year was pretty flat again.
Calendar year or fiscal year?
Calendar year.
That could be the weather, too.
Could be the weather.
Just being able to get out into it, yeah.
Yeah. You know, employment is still hovering around 4,800 jobs, something like that.
Is that much of a barometric measure at all? Isn't it just a reflection of if the bed tax is going up, you're probably going to have more employment in the sector? If it's going down, you're probably going to have less. So it's almost the
they're linked.
Effect
they're
rather than
linked.
The
if
cost.
If you saw them on a chart, they would follow each other pretty closely, admitted. So that is the state of the tourism in Humboldt County.
What is the revenue impact for tourism? Is it still the same figures, or have you seen the raw dollars increase in the last little bit?
The last report I had, which was for 2010 calendar year, was a slight increase, something like from $300 million to $306 million growth in revenues.
I know you probably get asked the question all the time, mm-hmm. So your answer should be very well rehearsed. Gas prices at or above $5.
We have always sat there with our, you know, waiting to get hit. We've put in plans, contingency campaigns, promotions and premiums. The shoe has never dropped. The worst that happens is that our guests complain about how much the gas costs.
But it's a West Coast thing now. I mean, was it San Diego is higher than we are?
Yes.
What a stunner that is. I mean,
right. And as you said earlier, you know, yes, this can be something we possibly could benefit from if we can position ourselves as the one tank of gas destination as opposed to Grand Canyon, which is going to be, you know, five tanks of gas or something like that.
Or other choices that might be even more expensive once you get there.
Yes, exactly.
So you're feeling pretty optimistic, huh? Going into the, well, it's not really going into the shoulder season, but it pretty much is going into the shoulder season.
Well, and we're definitely working towards our high season, and I am optimistic. I just came back from a consumer show in Reading, so I got to talk to hundreds and hundreds of people who live over there. And when I think about the recognition of Humboldt as a great destination, especially for Reading and people who want to escape the heat, and people who say that they visit us 3, 4, 5 times a year, and we're very happy to be invited to come back, and we're going to do the same thing this weekend in Santa Rosa. My finger on the pulse says that there's demand for travel out there in our region, and that Humboldt County and the Redwoods is still high on people's minds as a place to come and chill out.
KINS News and Information Times 441. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
Hi, this is Craig Brown, Dean of Students and Campus Ministry at St. Bernard's Catholic School. We're praying in these days how we can create an even more definite presence of Christ in the world around us. We pray we all have an opportunity to stop the rush of this time of year to give profound thanks for the many blessings our Lord has showered on us.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 445, final minutes of the afternoon with Tony Smithers. Tony, the airlines were probably the topic this morning at the supervisors meeting that you were attending.
Certainly one of them.
What sense do you have if we had American Airlines direct flights from L.A., to Humboldt County or from Humboldt County to L.A., what do you see as far as tourism and the impacts to the tourist marketplace in Humboldt and Delmarva County if that was to occur?
Well, I think first of all, I'd say that, you know, this the need of the local residents to fly to L.A. Makes it stand on its own merits. But in terms of, you know, a little cream on top, the ability to have a direct flight and to be in the Redwoods in 90 minutes is something that we feel we can definitely market. And if it's only just going for the low-hanging fruit, you know, the 1 in 1,000 people whose dream is to see the Redwoods and only has a weekend to do it, what an opportunity. We were just beginning down this road with Horizon in the past when they walked away. But even then, we saw some good stars to that. So we were in the in-flight publications. We had our visitor guides down in the VIP lounge at LAX, that kind of thing.
But aren't they going already?
Not necessarily. It's a matter of...
Where do you read the magazine for the in-flight magazine?
Well, you're flying that same carrier on a lot of different other routes.
Okay. And, you know, rather than advertising in the LA market and say, you can go from this... to this.
That's the next step. That's the next step, which, you know, we never had the budget to do before. Now, if we get the tourism district and more revenue, now we can start doing some things like that.
I couldn't imagine a more effective campaign, of course, using the medium of choice.
Oh, you mean billboards?
Yeah. Right. afternoon drive.
On the 405.
All the news stations. Yeah, absolutely. You know, you tired of where you are now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. And like you said, 0.1% responds, you got to turn away business.
Right, you know, because there's only going to be, I think, 80-odd seats a day going up, and a lot of that's going to be taken with, you know, commercial and...
By odd people who live in Humboldt County, yes.
Yeah. But I'm sure if the demand was there, then American Eagle would not hesitate to add capacity.
Is that your sense? Is it either bigger birds or maybe more flights?
More flights. I think the bird that they have from the thing this morning, they're very happy with it, and it fits our airport very well.
So you could see that happening pretty easily?
I can see it happen pretty easily. And as was also said this morning, having a direct, convenient connection to the Los Angeles film industry is not to be sneered at either. That could really help our local economy with film and commercial production.
Do they fly up rather than bring all their stuff?
Oh, they may have to send trucks up and, you know, for their grips and all this kind of stuff, but the location manager is going to fly up, the director is going to fly up, the talent's going to fly up. Exactly. So, you know, that does make a big difference.
Has the Visitors Bureau taken a position on Richardson's Grove?
No, we have not.
Purposefully? Stayed neutral?
It hasn't been brought up. You know, our board this last year did take a position on trying to support Prop 19, which was attempting to keep the parks open with that DMV surcharge. That failed, and now there's other efforts out there to try and keep some of the parks, as many of the parks open as possible. That's, you know, we know that the parks are very important to us, but we've not specifically addressed Richardson Grove.
So as you look at the upcoming year, mm-hmm. are things teed up for a healthy tourist season?
We are really excited. Year? We got some things in the batting pen that you're going to love. We're producing our mobile website so that people with handheld devices can have the full range of information that's in our very extensive database.
Are we going to get more coverage for those cell phones?
We can only do so much.
Okay.
We're also putting together the Humboldt Ale Trail, a campaign to promote our five wonderful craft breweries and to make a multiple-day experience out of it.
I suppose that just depends on how long you stay at each bar. I spent 3 weeks there once. And those should be up halfway soon?
We're shooting for May for that.
All right, fair enough.
And then
enough.
One final great thing is on May 20th, the solar eclipse, Humboldt County and Del Norte, the first place in America, join the Eclipso party.
Thanks for coming by. We've been Talking Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.